University of Alaska Fairbanks recently established a women's center on campus. Its director has a full agenda for the center's first year. I'm Karen Sedgo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Wendy Redman, Assistant to Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke, is serving as the director of the newly created Women's Center. According to Redman, the center evolved from her involvement with the campus women's network throughout last year.
It became obvious almost from the very beginning that what was really needed by the women on this campus was simply a forum to meet with one another and talk about shared concerns and common experiences of being a woman, particularly for the younger female students. So the network really took on the shape of more of a basic sort of consciousness-raising kind of group.
Supported by Chancellor O'Rourke and Dean of Students Harris Shelton, Redman worked with a core group of 20 to 30 women to refine the concept of the center. Funding has also been provided for a clerical position. The center will open its office soon and be located next to the Health and Counseling Center in the Security Building. Information will be available on a wide range of topics and issues as they affect women. Redman expects her center to work closely with health and counseling, as well as with local groups in the community, such as Women in Crisis. The close proximity to the Health and Counseling Center on campus will be extremely beneficial, Redman said.
They've had to turn away a lot of students, primarily women students, who don't really need crisis counseling, but need to have other people to talk to about concerns of being a student, of being away from home, of having difficult personal relationships, problems in academic studies, counseling situations that don't require the need of a professional counselor but require the need of a support group. So they're looking forward to our being able to provide for them that kind, for those students, that kind of a supportive environment. We're looking forward to being able to have access to the professional expertise of counselors, several of whom have had a great deal of experience in counseling women.
Although Redman believes the center will primarily serve students, she also hopes to reach UAF faculty, staff, and wives of faculty and staff.
There are probably 75% of the issues impacting women impact women regardless of where they are in the hierarchy of life or where they are age-wise. Then there are the other 25% of the issues are issues that are of concern to specific groups. And we've identified some of those problems and some of those issues by group, and certainly hope that we're going to be able to address concerns for each group.
Center activities already scheduled include a series of brown bag lunches, formal lectures, workshops on sexual assault awareness, career options, rape prevention, and leadership, and a radio program on Sunday afternoons on the campus radio station KSUA. When asked about her long-range goals for the center, Redman said she hoped the center would not only help build future leaders, but also let women be able to lead as women, not as female men.
The primary goal is to be able to provide support, information, and education to women about themselves as women, to be a nurturing and influential factor in helping women to gain more self-confidence and self-assurance about themselves as potential leaders and influence makers in the world. The secondary aim, and it's not a far second, is to impact the university system. I think the time has come for women to not hide the fact that they are women, but to get in touch with themselves as women and to begin asking the institutions in our society to accept us as we are.
Wendy Redman continues in her position as assistant to the chancellor while taking on this new project. Patty Kostelic will staff the Women's Center office and can be reached at 474-7850 if you would like more information. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. November 12th will be the first hockey game of the season at 7:30 p.m. in the Ice Arena. Men's and women's basketball gets underway later in the month. A second inaugural organ concert is scheduled for November 13th at 8 p.m. David Stesch of the UAF Music Department will be featured on the organ. And the UAF Drama Workshop will present The Skin of Our Teeth by Thornton Wilder beginning November 12th. An invitational exhibit of photography, Visions, is on display at the University of Alaska Museum through November 28th. Conferences and Institutes has a number of seminars scheduled for November. Call them at 474-7800 for information. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.